The World Health Organization says the number of new cases of Ebola in Liberia has been dropping steadily for about a month. That's good news for healthcare workers battling the disease, but also for Liberians who have in some ways been able to return to a more normal life. NPR Africa correspondent Ophebia Quist-Arkton is in Monrovia, the capital city of Liberia, and joins us now. Ophebia, thanks for joining us.
Greetings.
And you've been there with a team from NPR traveling in and around Monrovia. I know you've been to West Point, which is a place that back in August and September, the government established a mandatory quarantine to try and control the outbreak of Ebola. What's happening in West Point now?
I can't tell you. It is so different from that first week in September where you couldn't even see the ground for all the people that were massed into this slum area of Monrovia. Today, West Point was quiet. West Point was going about its business, and it was so different. Last time we went, there was a food handout because they had just come out of quarantine and there were so many people packed in the streets. You're told not to touch anybody because of Ebola, but it was impossible not to touch people. Food was being handed out, sacks of rice, oil, a bottle of beer each, and lentils, was it? And people had to line up as quietly and as orderly as possible. But of course, that wasn't possible because people were desperate at the time. Today, there were shop owners selling little bits and bobs, some selling sweets, some selling canned foods, some selling fried foods. And everybody was remarkably normal. But Ebola is still there. They have lost people even this month in West Point to Ebola, although the numbers are down in Liberia.
And what about in another area that you've been visiting in Liberia, a border city between Liberia and Guinea?
Yes, it's called Ganta in Nimba County. And in fact, it's in Nimba County that the civil war began back in 1981. So Nimba and Ganta have battled the civil war. Now they're battling Ebola. And the city is just across the border from Guinea. But it's officially closed. It's been closed since July. So there is no commerce, no vehicles, no activity, no money. We spoke to a money changer up there called Prince Dolo. He said, "This has taken away my livelihood. All I do is spend my day playing cards. We are slowly dying here. If Ebola doesn't kill you, hunger will kill you because you're not making any money." Hmm. So that is the sort of problem that continues in Liberia, although they have seen a dramatic drop in the number of new cases of Ebola. And in Ganta, where we were, no cases in the last month.
We're speaking with NPR Africa correspondent Ophebia Quist-Arkton in Liberia, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Ophebia, you are in Monrovia. How are things there in the capital? This is not just a small city. This is the largest city in Liberia.
Yeah, about a third of the population of 4-point-something million lives here in Monrovia. Monrovia is so much calmer than it was in September when we were on the last rotation here. But, you know, Jeremy, you have experts, health experts and medical doctors, including Kevin de Kock of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, saying, but be careful. Liberians should not consider this the new normal. Don't let complacency set in, because when that happens, that is when transmission can occur again and there will be another outbreak. And he said, yes, we're down to 10 to 12 cases in the country per day. But because of these pockets of transmission, especially in rural areas of Liberia, don't imagine that Ebola is gone. It is not gone until the last case has been certified. So that is the situation now. Now, the president has launched a new initiative. She's calling it Ebola Must Go. She says now it is time to shift the focus from Ebola treatment units to the communities. And on Monday, we were with President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in a community called New Georgia Signboard. And she picked that particular community because she said it was a role model for Liberia and an example for the country, that this was a community that had literally grabbed the bulls by the horn. It was doing Ebola education and awareness, and especially the case of six young people aged 2 to 21. The caregiver, the mother of most of them, had died of Ebola. And there were these young people apparently lying on the veranda, lying on the porch, suffering from Ebola. The pastor of the local church and his wife organized for them to be taken to a treatment unit. All six survived. So they were brought up to meet the president. But when we spoke to the eldest of the survivors, she said, yeah, but some people don't want to talk to us. My best friend came to see me once and I haven't heard from her again. So it shows people are still being ostracized, whether a community is being helpful or not. That's still a big problem Liberia will have to get over.
And here we are just talking about Liberia. Of course, Ebola has spread beyond the borders of Liberia. Where are we with the outbreak in general in places like Sierra Leone and now Mali?
Let's start with Sierra Leone, because Liberia was the hardest hit, the worst hit by Ebola. Not so very long ago, Sierra Leone has now overtaken Ebola. And Jeremy, we're told that in the eastern district of Kono, which is a diamond mining area of Sierra Leone, that in Kono, 86 bodies were picked up in one day. Apparently, there has been a surge of new cases in that part of Sierra Leone. Now, those who have been there say Sierra Leone is making progress, but it's going to have to do a lot more. Do what Liberia has done and multiply it. Make sure that safe burial practices are very much the order of the day, that people are not kissing their dead, which is part of the tradition in this part of West Africa, that they are burying people safely, that they are not taking risks, that they are going to treatment centres early so that there is a chance of survival. Sierra Leone is going to have to follow in the footsteps of Liberia. In Mali, we're told that they're just about to announce that for now, Ebola is over. But that happened also about 3 weeks ago, and they found new cases. So all the countries bordering Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea have got to be extra careful that cases are not literally walking across the borders and infecting people in their countries. Because if there's an infection across your border, be sure that you're not safe.
That's NPR Africa correspondent Ophébia Quist-Arctan speaking with us from Monrovia, Liberia, about the Ebola situation, not just in Liberia, but as we heard there, across parts of West Africa still. Ophébia, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.